This is Dr. Singham dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H. Last name is Broderdorf, B-R-O-D-E-R-D-O-R-F. Date of birth is 12/21/1930. Date of evaluation is 8/25/2023. HPI history page. Chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of dementia, comma history of psychosis, and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 92 years old married male who was admitted to this facility on 8/19/2023 upon transfer from University of Michigan Hospital. Period. Patient chart indicates orthostatic hypotension, obesity, hyperlipidemia, dementia, major depression, idiopathic neuropathy, muscle weakness, chronic kidney disease, difficulty in walking, history of malignant neoplasm of prostate. Period. Patient is a poor historian. Period. He reports that he was at UFM for general checkup. He has some trouble finding words and exhibits ongoing confusion. He knew that he's married. He reports that he denies any feelings of persistent sadness, crying spells. Period. Patient is on Remeron, prescribed for management of his mood and anxiety symptoms. Patient denies any persecutory delusions or hallucinations, but his history is indicative of being delusional, agitation, and had taken Risperdal previously with good response, but apparently Risperdal quote made him lethargic, unquote, per patient's daughter. He had I did speak to patient's daughter, Sandra, who stated that her dad was taken off for Risperdal, but within a relatively short time, he decompensated and got more anxious, agitated. And a delusional, leading to a physician at UFM putting him back on a Risperdal and increasing his Remeron recently to 22.5 milligram HS. Next paragraph. Patient knew that he's at Marywood and it's August 25th. He knew Biden as a president, but could not recall who the governor of Michigan is. Period. He did not know the name of the city he's at. He could recall three objects immediately, but zero out of three after 3 minutes. Next paragraph, he reports that he used to watch sports and used to play basketball in high school. Period. Patient worked at Ford Motor Company and did have some kind of financial degree. He did not know his current medications, and reports that his wife manages that. No known prior history of manic or psychotics. No known prior history of manic symptoms or PTSD. Next paragraph, review of systems are general non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment. Not known prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no prior number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, unknown prior suicide attempts, no prior history of aggression, not known, but history is indicative of agitation. Next paragraph, education, college of fourth year, current occupation, retired accountant, current relationship, married, number of children, four, two boys and two girls. Next paragraph, legal issue, difficulty with the legal system, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, we collected from a chart, nursing, family. I did speak to patient daughter Sandra on phone now. Next paragraph, history and habits, and review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, mental status examination, blood pressure, 123 over 78, pulse 67, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting in a chair, speech, disfluent, comma, trouble finding words, mood, mildly anxious, thought process, periods of confusion, thought, content, no thoughts of harm to self, others, perceptual disturbances, denied any auditory visual hallucinations, orientation to person with a normal place, with a normal memory, recent impaired, patient could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes, attention impaired, form of knowledge, poor judgment and insight, poor. Next paragraph, medications, current medications, risperidol 0.25 milligram AM and 0.5 milligram HS. Number two, mirtazapine 22.5 milligram HS. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, Alzheimer's disease, late onset, G30.1. Next paragraph, number two. Dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere, moderate with the psychotic disturbance of 0.2B2. Plans are discontinue AM. Risperidol in an attempt to minimize use of antipsychotic medications and to decrease risk of fatigue and sedation. Number two, dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere moderate with the mood disturbance F02.B3. Plans continue Remeron as prescribed. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behavior. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures, 99305 under supplemental administrative are common risk benefit analysis are common side effects of antipsychotics. Number two, Remeron. Next paragraph, risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment. I'm sorry, in my medical determination, the above referenced risks are acceptable and are outweighed by potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment. This is end of dictation.